Take me to your artists.
My fellow earthlings, lend me your ears. How art thou? Oh, goodness, I'm sure I've told most people, but I've got cast in a few one acts that'll be performing in July, so I'll be chatting about that. Also on today's show, I was able to snag a few minutes with Miss Samantha Stidham and chat with her about the progress of Breaking Up Is Hard to Do. And on top of that interview, I had a few words with Lisa Milanis, the director of Breaking Up, and got some feedback from her about how things are progressing thus far. There are several great shows opening this weekend, so I've got a list of those, and there's also a few shows that are still playing that I think you might enjoy. So let's get started, shall we? First up, let's talk about Breaking Up Is Hard to Do. I stopped by the rehearsal hall the other day because I wanted to see what they would be working on. Turns out that they were working on blocking. It was great to see the actors so open to suggestions and ideas that Lisa was throwing out and trying to tweak them so that way they would work for them. Also, another interesting thing to watch was the rapport that was happening between Samantha and Bree, because they're supposed to be the best of friends in the show, and it's nice to see them hanging about and giggling and talking, especially when it came to the parts where they had to flirt with the character of Del DeMonico. Earlier this week, even in spite of her insanely hectic schedule, Samantha still took some time and sat down with me to talk about the character of Marge that she's playing in the show, her background on theater, and what her favorite part of working on a whole season was.
Yay!
And my guest this week is Miss Samantha Stidham. She's playing Marge.
Correct.
In West Valley Light Opera's Breaking Up Is Hard to Do. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am well, thank you.
Thank you for having me today.
Oh, thank you for doing this for me. I appreciate it. But I wanted to get a little bit of information about you. What's your background in theater so far?
My background has been just middle school and high school theater. Mm-hmm. I started in seventh grade, and then I've done young people's theater work with, like, little kids. I got on staff there, so I've been doing a lot of backstage stuff, like props and curtain and whatever needs to be led. And then I did a little bit of high school theater and all that, and then I actually, when I graduated from high school, I'm now at the Foothill Theater Conservatory in Los Altos. So
wow.
I'm working on...
Is one of your teachers Jay Manley?
He's not one of my teachers, but he obviously does a lot of shows there, and I've met him, and he's come in and spoke in one of our classes, and he's fabulous. He puts on great productions.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
What exactly does the Foothill Conservatory consist of?
It's Monday through Friday, 1 to 5:30 of just strict theater. So it's no other classes. It's like makeup, just acting classes, dramatic literature, dance, singing, just every quarter it changes as to what our, like, whole breakdown is. So
Every quarter? So it's like a year thing?
Yeah, so it's a two-year program. I'm a first year right now. I know, it's really, really fun.
Wow, it's like theater boot camp.
Yeah, but it's, like, so fun, and all the teachers are so fun and great, and I've met a lot of cool people, and it's very awesome.
Do you get any sort of, certificate for it?
Or? You do. At the end of the 2 years, you get a certificate, and then, when you do your other, like, GE classes and all that, mm-hmm. you can receive, like, a degree in theater and all that.
And so that'll count for the theater aspect of, like, a degree?
Yeah, like, well, it's like an AA or something.
Okay, No. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
So. Oh, I'd be so jealous. What I kind of want to find out from you is, I know you've been cast as Marge, as, you know, I've been saying.
Yes.
How do you like her?
Marge? I think Marge is adorable. I think she is, it's so sad that she gets totally left at the altar, and then she thinks she finds her love of her life, and then it's like, actually, no. And then she falls in love with this other guy that she doesn't even expect, and it's like, it's totally a classic little love story, and I think that she is just looking for the right guy, and I can identify.
Oh, really? I was just
no.
Oh, okay. I was gonna just...
I'm sure that a lot of us ladies can... can identify with finding the right one. So I think she's adorable.
Yeah, love her, love her. I know during the first rehearsal, Lisa said, I want you to bring a piece of yourself to the character. Mm-hmm. What part of yourself do you feel like you're bringing to Ms. Marge?
I think a part of me that I bring to Marge is just her, I think her way of turning a really bad situation into just looking into the bright side and finding some cute guy that she doesn't think that, you know, she really has a chance with, but she goes for it and she falls hard and she just goes, puts her whole heart into it. And I think I'm that way about a lot of stuff. I look on the bright side and I just go for it. And
oh, so you're the eternal optimist.
I think so, a little bit.
Oh, yay. The world needs more people like that.
Yeah.
Really does. So how have Lisa been to work with? I've never worked with Lisa Milano, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, I haven't either, but she is so great with her, how she works, and it's, you know, we're really cohesive in how she blocks out the stuff, and just her little, just, you know, encouraging things that she can tell me about the character and how I'm working and all that is really great. And I've worked with Lisa Callahan in Grease and West Side Story, both at West Side of the Opera, and she's great. I love Lisa. She's a great choreographer, and both of them, as a team, they really see eye to eye on everything, and they really work well together. So that's good for all of us.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Yeah. Have you worked through all of the numbers already? Like as far as dance goes?
Actually, we've only done choreography for like two of the songs, so not yet. But we've been singing a lot.
Yeah,
been singing for the past like 3 weeks.
So. What's your favorite song?
I'm gonna have to say Solitaire. That song just. That's her moment where she just is like sad, but it's such a empowering song at the end, and it's pretty, it's really fun.
Yeah.
And then other songs that, you know, just like the cute ones that we all do together are so fun, like Love Will Keep Us Together and all that is so fun at the end. So
I read the script and I watched you guys do the first read through, and I can't believe how funny this script is. It's just joke after joke after joke. So do you find it hard not to break character when you're just studying through the scenes?
Yeah, I mean, like when we've been blocking it through, it's like we find ourselves laughing and we're like going on and on about this joke like forever, and we're like, okay, we have to focus again. But I think that more and more we rehearse it, it'll become more like us trying to show the audience how funny it is versus us laughing at our own jokes that our characters are doing. But yeah, I love. The script is so hilarious. It's like you don't think it's going to be a joke, and then it turns into this totally hilarious thing. Like, one of the lines. So simple.
Well, that is awesome. Yeah. So, what do you think is your aside from Solitaire, is your kind of turning point when you, or is Solitaire the turning point in your character's arc?
I think Solitaire is her turning point because she's been dumped by Del, and now she's like. She's been totally set up by her friend, Lois, because she set this whole thing up. And now she's like, you know what? Maybe it's okay to be alone because that's how I've been. And now I'm alone again. And now it's like I just have to figure it out. So I think that that's her real turning point. And then from then on out, she just lets it, you know, her and Gabe work that out. And, you know, she lets her heart open for him and all that. So, yeah, I think Solitaire is definitely her turning point.
Cool.
Which I think is why I like it so much because it's very... a big moment for her.
Well, I can't wait to see when you guys are running through that scene. I would love to see that.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
aside from this show, you've worked on West Side Story, like you said, and you've worked on Sweet Charity as backstage. Mm-hmm. So you've had your hands in the entire season at West Valley.
Yeah.
What do you find that's so different about all three shows? Like, as far as your role, I know rehearsal time is different, how often you're there. Is different, what you do is different, but there's still some sort of, you know, theatrical connection with being involved.
Right.
What do you find like the best to... I don't know. For those of you who can't see my hands, I've got monster hands going right now.
Well, I think that this season has been really fun because I've been able to do totally different things on every show. West Side Story was my first show that I really, you know, primarily was a dancer, and I'd never done a lot of dance before, so that was really fun to have the opportunity to be in the ensemble and work really hard on dance and, you know, just focus all my energy into that. And then doing Sweet Charity and working backstage was awesome because I'm pretty much 50-50. Like, acting and working backstage is like 50-50 for me. I could do either and I'd still have just as much fun. And, you know, working with Haley and Dave and everybody was so fun and all that. And being able to put on a show and, you know, people to say, you know, thanks for that little thing that you did, you know, handing me that thing. I'm like, oh, it's no problem. You know, I'm doing that for you. And I think that acting makes me more aware when I'm teching because it's like, I know how stressful it is for you. So I can totally help you. Don't feel like you're, you know, putting me out by asking me to give you a prop, you know? So, and then for this show, I mean, there's a lot of singing. It's really fun to be able to identify with this character and work with such great people and all that. So I think that every show this season has been just a learning experience all around and really, really fun.
Wow, you're like the ultimate theater person. Really are. You're a fan, you do tech, you do the performances.
God. Guess it's in my blood.
That's
or
awesome. That's awesome. Have you done any sort of research into the time period and Betty Grable and
I've been like looking up pictures of like what people during this time looked like and I was talking to my mom a lot about who Betty Grable was and why, you know, she's so important to Marge and all that. And what's really cool about the story too is that it kind of tells you what's going, like the audience, what is going on, and like reading through the script, it kind of gives me a background also, like just subtle things, that how they talk and just different things like that. And then, you know, doing shows like Grease, it's kind of in the same time period. It's like I'm used to doing shows in the 50s, 60s era. That's just apparently my era that I like to do. So Esther has a line about Lawrence Welk's, and I laughed because that's like the Saturday Night Live guy at the beginning. It's so funny. So I was totally like, I know exactly who they're talking about. So yeah, little bits and pieces of research I've been doing.
So do you find yourself using creating any mannerisms for
I think I've found myself like change my posture and all that about who Marge is. Mm-hmm. The time definitely, and what kind of what they would be wearing and how they, you know, how I can see my hair right now. The whole bouffant hair and all
I'll take
that.
A picture so they can see it, but it's adorable.
I think that I think Marge, just in general, she's kind of innocent. She's kind of like, oh, it's okay, you know? And, just the time, definitely different mannerisms, I think.
Wow. Do you find it easier working a character from the internal standpoint to, you know, from all your emotions, and then you let that guide how you move? Or do you kind of find your physicality first and then let that kind of play the emotion as well?
I think that it comes kind of internally first. I think once I'm like free of the script and free of, oh, am I doing this here and that there, it kind of just comes out. Yeah, I think it's more of a, oh, is this feeling first before I start putting anything? Because I don't want to put any, you know, false moves into it. And then I'm like, oh, that doesn't feel right. So I kind of just let my mind and how I feel about it do the work, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I'm making this arm gesture and that makes sense. So I think more of that with like the blocking definitely, and the choreography is really helping too because of how Lisa's having us move. Mm-hmm. Kind of shows me more about my character and how she is about stuff, and yeah, it's all a learning thing for me.
That is so cool. That is so cool. Thank you. Well, I know that you have a photo shoot that you've got to go do because you're so glamorous and everything. So I don't want to keep you and make you late, but thank you so much for sitting down and talking to me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me here.
Oh my gosh. And so do you have like a blog or anything?
I don't have a blog. I have a Facebook.
Would you like new friends?
But it's search Samantha Stidham and I'm on there.
And how do they spell blah blah? How do they spell Stidham?
Stidham, Stidham. Samantha.
Just in case.
Just in case you don't know. But yeah.
Oh my goodness! Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have fun at your photo shoot. I really appreciate you spending some time with me.
Of course, it was so fun.
Yay! So I will look forward to seeing you at rehearsals then.
Yes.
Can I just tell you what an absolute joy she is to be around? She's very bubbly and very positive, and I just find that sort of energy very refreshing, so I love talking to Samantha. So I'm hoping that I can get another interview with her later on, closer to opening. Of course, I haven't told her this, so if she's listening, okay. But let's take a moment to hear what Ms. Lisa Milan has had to say about how the show's progressing so far. And forgive my shaky hand, because I know it sounds like a crippled horse trying to gallop away. So I apologize now. Enjoy.
Okay, so Ms. Director Lisa, what have been the hard parts about trying to put all this together?
Well, normally with a regular type of musical, you would have dialogue and then a song, dialogue and a song. And this one, there's four bars of this, somebody talks. Then you got four bars and somebody talks. So it's hard to have a blocking rehearsal because it seems, you know. So we've been working really closely with the choreographer, Lisa, and we've done some blocking. She's done some song, and the rest of the rehearsals are going to be blocking dancing. It has to be a combination because you know, we everything's connected. So it's a little frustrating that way, but for the most part, it's just fun to be able to play. And we do it together, so I love it.
Well, I love watching as you're working, because when the funny things happen, I can tell when you know that it's funny because you don't hold back. What do you think is contributing to the funniness aside from the script alone? Is it the way they're building their characters, or is it the way they're just their natural energy, do you think?
Oh, good question. They're such a talented group. But when they auditioned, we specifically were looking for certain things where you have Bree, who's obviously very smart, but can play Lois with just, like, she takes it out of her back pocket and puts it on, and here she is. And then you have such heart with Margie, and Samantha just embraces that. And so the two of them play off very well. You've got Harvey, you know, we've got Mark and Charlotte who plays Esther, who are, you know, ba-dum-ba the whole time. And they're just like two old pals. And so, you know, as you're working all this stuff and you've got, you know, the quartet thrown in, you've got this thrown in, and you've got props, and you've got that, and it's all kind of crazy, but they make it work. And it is hilarious because it's all timing. It's all timing. And if you've ever seen comedy before, if it falls flat, you know. But when it works, because, you know, I can have it in my head, but until they bring it to life, then that's it.
Yeah. Did you decide to do this? Did you pick this show to direct, or did you just know that you wanted to direct a show and then you chose this one?
Oh, I love directing. I just don't really get a chance to do it as often, you know, working and family and everything. So, but Chris approached me and said, would you like to do this? Because I've directed Pillow Talk, which I love, the set 50s kind of theme. And I like On the Town. Those types of things I really like. Maybe I just wish I was back there. when she asked me to do this, oh, okay. But then I'm trying to find something, you know, maybe somebody's done it before. You know, you've seen Oklahoma, you've seen Music Man, you've seen, you know, the shows. And I've never seen this. You know, I have no idea. So it really was a kind of a blank slate, which was frustrating in one respect, but then now we can make it our own. And, you know, there's been one or two places, I think, locally that have done it. And then if you go online, you can see, you know, obviously like Branson, Missouri has done it. There's a few things, and you can see snippets of it. But literally, we had Lisa, who's wonderful with choreography, Bob, who's great with the musicality, but I wanted to work on the actors, and I don't know if you've seen a little bit of that. I want them to work on acting. I don't want it to be a silly spoof. We don't have to hit anybody over the head with the comedy. Right. It needs to just come naturally. That's what'll make it funny. So Chris got me doing it. Chris got me into the show. And once you read it, you kind of go through, you go, and of course, the songs. How can you not sing along? The audiences are going to be singing along.
Are you going to do a sing-along at the end?
I want to, and I think we should do Breaking Up. I think after we do Curtain Call, if anybody wants to stay, I think we
totally.
Yeah, I think that would be great. I know. I know.
I think you should do it. I think you should do it.
I know. We have to, because people are going to go singing it on the aisles anyway.
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to be able to stop them. Yeah.
That's charming. Well, thank you so much for talking to me, Lisa. I appreciate it.
Hugs and kisses.
And that was Solitaire by Sissel. Or is it Sissel? She's an opera singer. Gotta love records. Just gotta love them. Preserve the vinyl. My friends, let's talk about auditions, shall we? As I've said time and time again, I am awful at auditions. However, I have been pounding the pavement of the audition trail pretty hard this week and last week. 2 weeks ago, I believe it was two Saturdays ago, maybe even three, not positive, I auditioned for Three of a Perfect Pair Theater, and they're doing 3 one-acts that are inspired by Shakespearean works. I never get cast as someone who's my age. I always tend to get cast as someone younger because I am short, and also because luckily I don't look my age. But I was reading the breakdown, and they said they wanted, you know, people in the 30s, and I still wanted to do it, but I wasn't sure if it was even worth going over to do because you know, like I said, I'm short, I don't look my age. So I contacted one of the directors, and she said, come on down anyway. Can't hurt, right? True. Very true. So, hop in my car, drive on down, get there. There's 5 or 6 other men there. They are all tall, and they all look the right age range. So I'm like, crap. So I sit there, and I listen, and I read when it's my turn. And I was really, 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 really shocked when the writer, the author of the plays, called me and said, hey, I'd like to offer you a part. I said, shut your face, what? And he said, yeah, I'd like to offer you a part. I didn't really say shut your face, but he said, I'd like to offer you the part of Nullius in one of my plays. So I happily accepted. And the play is called Love is Blind. What it is, it's basically a story about love and lust. And it turns out that I end up falling in love with this innkeeper who used to be married to my brother. And I am really originally just there so that way I can take the inn back because I have nothing. So throughout the course of the one act, I fall in love with her and I go crazy at the end. Oh, it's awesome. I'm so excited. I have gone crazy before. When I played Judas, I got to go crazy at the end. So that was always fun. But crazy is always fun. I love crazy. Crazy is me gusta crazy. And that's my Spanish for the day. So he sends me the script and everything and I read through it. And again, I say I love it and I'd be happy to do it. Then about 12 hours later, I got another email. This one said, hey, check out this play, read through it, and let me know what you think. I'm looking at possibly offering you another role for Asinine. So I said, okay, cool. And this particular play happened to be about a man who had lent a friend of his some money, and his wife wanted him to get the money back. So he tries to go and get the money back, and they him and the friend that borrowed the money basically have this battle of words, which is nothing but insults. And it's a very, very short play. And the insults are pretty freaking funny. So when I read that, I was giggling to myself, and I'm like, I like it. It's hilarious. So I told him I like it, and, you know, should the possibility to do this role or even understudy it, I'd be happy to. And so he says, okay, thanks, I'll let you know. So 2 days later, I think it was, I got another email. Guess what? You can have this role. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I was like, am I smelling toast? I think I'm having a stroke. So I got cast into 2 one-act plays. I'm playing someone that's older, which, yay, I finally get to try and broaden my acting spectrum, which is phenomenal. I'm so excited to do. But then, after I got all that, I went to an audition for San Jose State, one of their student films called Cheap Fun. I'm looking and looking and looking, and then I think to myself, you know, I don't know if this is the right project for me to do if I'm lucky enough to get in. And the reason for that is because everyone there looked like they were 12. Now, granted, I don't look my age, but honey, I do not look anywhere near 12. So basically, let's put it this way. I'm not expecting a callback for that one. But it was still a lot of fun. It's an interesting story. It's about a group of stoners who decide that, well, one of them, the ringleader, decides that something better has got to be out there. So he tries to push everyone else to steer away from their safe haven of, you know, just hanging out, smoking pot in the same place every day. And things go awry because of it. So it sounds like a fantastic plot. I can't wait to see it. But yeah, like I said, I don't expect to get called back for that. Shucks. Then came auditions for Sweeney Todd at Sunnyvale. Oh my god. Can I just tell you? This was brutal. It was wonderful to see so many old castmates that I've worked with before. And that got me all jazzed. I was very excited. So I was in the very last group, and unfortunately the audition process went a little long, so I didn't get out of there until very late. But the good thing was is that they gave you the sheet and told you what you were called back for, when you were called back, and I had put down that I wanted to play either Beetle or Pirelli. No, Beetle or Anthony. And I wasn't holding my breath because, you know, I don't look either like a Beatle nor an Anthony. So when they gave me the callback paper and they had checked Beatle, Anthony, and Pirelli. And I was so excited. I'm like, yay, that's awesome. So then I went back to the first callback, which was for Beatle and Pirelli. And oh my God, they were the craziest notes to hit ever. I can't read music very well, but I think they said it was something like I don't even know. But it was insane. Tell you what I'll do. I'll scan the page and highlight the crazy notes, and so that way you can see what we were had to sing. But it was so much fun, and it was really hard because not only nerves, but also I'm not very good at reading music. I just know that when it goes up, you go up. I don't know, you know, they look at it and they can start singing, just sight read. I got to work on that. Note to self, work on sight reading. I was very intrigued because I've never actually got to audition this particular way. What the director had us do through the scene work is he had us actually crawling around and doing all sorts of character building exercises, which was fantastic because almost none of the other places I've auditioned for had us do any of that. So I'm really intrigued, and I'm hoping I get into this show because I don't think I've ever worked with a director that has his style. So I figure the more I vary the directors, the more my skills would improve as well. So is it wrong to say that I really, 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 really want to play Beatle? I really want to play like a subservient but mean fellow. I just think it'd be kind of cool and to hit those crazy ass notes. Oh wait, can I say ass? Oh, I hope that doesn't make it explicit. For any kids listening, sorry I said, you know, that word. Anyway, up next I'm auditioning for South Bay Musical Theater because they've got a really neat season coming up. Two of the shows are Mac and Mabel and A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. They're also doing the Music Man, but I don't really care for that show, so I decided not to audition for that at all. I really like Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, even if it's just to be an ensemble, because there's so much to do. It's great. And the music's fun. I'm not sure about Mac and Mabel, though. I still haven't decided, so I'm going to have to give that a listen again and double check and see what my thoughts are on that. Also, later in June come the auditions for White Christmas for West Valley, and that looks like it's going to be a crazy fun show. And hopefully a lot of tappers come out for that show, because the dancing in that is going to be incredible. But before I can look to White Christmas, this Friday and Saturday, which are right around the corner, literally right around the corner, there are auditions for Into the Woods, another show that I would absolutely love to do. Jeez, this is just a crazy year. Crazy, crazy year. And that's all I gotta say about that.
Said you woke up feeling frightened, senses heightened, overwhelmed, lost, and alone, a little overwrought until you finally thought that you'd drop it all and pick up the phone. And I didn't do nothing but really listen to everything you had to say until I knew that you'd be okay. The next week it was my turn. In a slow burn about something or nothing at all. I don't even remember, but I remember I was hurting, so I gave you a call, and you didn't do nothing but really listen to everything I had to say until you knew that I'd be okay. We take turns being angels for one another, cause there's never been a day we both want to stay under the covers. I guess we're both just lucky that it works that way. And thank heaven we're not all crazy on the same day. And in the back of a taxi, I heard talk radio, one of those shows that you call to tell them all about your life. There was a DJ, doctor, and a man who was going on and on about some trouble with his mother and his wife. It's funny, but the doctor probably makes a lot of money just to listen to what he has to say. And then she tells him he's okay. They take turns being angels for one another, 'cause there's never been a day when we all wanna stay under the covers. I guess we're just all lucky that it works that way. Thank heaven we're not all crazy on the same day. We're not crazy. Take turns being angels for one another, because there's never been a day when we all want to stay under the covers. We're just damn lucky that it works that way. And thank heaven we're not all crazy on the same day.
That song was called Crazy on the Same Day by David Ippolito. That was courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network, which allows independent artists to put their music up on their website and for podcasters to play them for free without having to pay for any sort of royalty or anything. It's just a way to get those independent artists out there and listen to. So I found the song very charming and just cute, so I had to play it. Hopefully you guys did too. Okay, seeing how it's getting kind of late, I need to wrap this up. So, what I would like to say is go see Jason Arias as Seymour at Bus Barnes' production of Little Shop of Horrors that opens tomorrow, Friday the 21st. Also in that is Brett Carlson playing the puppet. Woohoo! Go Brett! Next, I'd like to invite you to come out and see some new and interesting web series that are out. The first is Crackpot Comics, which is happening on Saturday the 22nd from 2 to 4 at the Blue Light Cinemas on Stevens Creek Boulevard in Cupertino. I believe it's across the street from De Anza College. But tickets are $10, like I said, and you should go because apparently my buddy Tony is promising a stomping good time. So I'm excited. I got to remember to put on some boots. Also on Saturday, later in the evening, is actually a premiere for the web series Moxie Spendlove, and that'll be happening over at West Valley College. If you'd like more information, email Stephen Evans on Facebook. Send him a message. Stephenevans. He's a great guy, good actor, cast member in the show. And hilarious to boot. So you can also find him. Yay! Also, I forgot to mention that on Thursday the 13th, I went to Rooster Teeth Feathers to see Kyle Dunnigan, who is a hilarious comic. And I was lucky enough to be able to track him down and have him do like a 5-question mini interview. And he was wicked awesome and sent me a message back, and I have those answers listed on the website as well. Well, thanks everybody for listening. I truly appreciate you spending this, 40 minutes with me? You guys are awesome. Before I go, I do want to mention that I am doing a charity walk for Take Steps, who are dedicated to finding a cure for Crohn's and colitis disease. And we're still trying to raise money, get that last little kick of fundraising in there. So there will be a link on the show notes page, and you can find that at www.theactivist.com on the podcast section. So I hope you can find a way to give. So for all my friends who were at auditions this week, for my friends that have showings or gigs or performances, break a leg. To all my fellow Sweeney Toddians, good luck. I hope you get calls saying you're in the show. Until next time, my name is Jerry, and I am the Activist.